It's that time on a Friday when we do something that we call Randall's One Song. And we don't just listen to a piece of music, but we talk about that music, its origins, its roots, and why this particular piece of music matters so much. As always, we're in the company of Randall Abrams, who is someone immersed in music and has been for many years and is with us here at Prime Media. Randall, welcome. We're going to listen to a South African giant and a piece of classical music, I believe.
Well, the thing about Abdullah Ibrahim is that I'm from Cape Town.
Yes.
So it's almost like if you grow up in Cape Town, there's Manenberg. It's like a regional anthem, right?
Right, right.
And certainly during the struggle years, no matter who was playing, unless they had a lot of their own original music, someone would definitely play Manenberg at some stage during a concert.
Yes.
So almost by osmosis, you knew who Abdullah Ibrahim was. You know, and I was very lucky. I had a piano teacher by the name of Henry February, the late Henry February, who had known Abdullah as a young man. He was much older, Mr. February, and firstly, was terribly cantankerous, but he had lots and lots of really good stories to play. And then I think I'm sure it's happened to you. You know, ultimately, you know, being in broadcasting, I met him. And do you ever think to yourself, when I was a kid and I listened to these records, did I ever expect to actually meet him, have a conversation, engage? But you know, it happened. It happened. When I started listening to him, I listened to, you know, he was obviously in exile and he worked with a lot of groups over there that he'd put together. And this particular one was Ikaya. But I always thought that, you know, in terms of his musical influences, if you look at some of the albums, it's almost as though he wants to, you know, it's the same as the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. He wants to tell a story from start to finish. It's not just a case of, oh, I've got some good tracks and I'll kind of put them down. It's, I want people to get immersed and, you know, musically to tell an entire story through a record. And the other reason that I chose an instrumental is because there's so many things you can say without words.
Yes.
And I thought that, you know, in this particular insert, I should start from time to time playing a bit more instrumental music, because again, you can read so much more into an instrumental piece. And it makes you think from a composition point of view. If you write a song, it's got a title.
Yes.
Right. So let's go back to the Beatles example. You know, A Day in the Life. The minute that title comes up and there are words, you're already, long before you hear the words and where it's going, you're already figuring out, okay, what's that going to be about? But if you hear The Mountain of the Night, which is what we're going to listen to, you have to imagine what that's about, because you have to work that much harder to understand what it's about, because it's an instrumental piece of music. And you can kind of constantly keep filling in the blanks.
Yeah, it's interesting you say you have to work harder, which is true, I'm sure, but in a way it's also quite a peaceful place, because there isn't, what is that line? Did he say love or live, or what exactly was that? I wanted to ask you this though, Randall. I mean, the expression my music can mean anything. You could be a lover of country music and you feel that is your music, but is there anything about Abdullah Ibrahim, because you prefaced what you said earlier about saying that is the place where you grew up, does it feel like music of home in any particular way to you, or is it just music that you love because it's brilliant?
Well, his influences were so multidimensional, you know.
Yeah.
Everything from, you know, he's a massive Duke Ellington fan, and that's why, as I say, a lot of the compositions are suites rather than songs. But Marabi as well. So this sort of confluence of different piano and musical styles, lots of church in it.
Yes.
Definitely. I mean, we'll listen to The Mountain of the Night. If you miss the church in that, then clearly you haven't been listening to a lot of music. So it was one of those things that was almost, you don't think, when was the first time I heard it?
Yes.
It's almost as though it's been with you forever.
Yeah. But somebody's put it together in a very, very special way. How special? Let's listen. Abdullah Ibrahim, The Mountain of the Night. Abdullah Ibrahim and Ikaya, the Mountain of the Night. You know, Randall, what really struck me from literally the first moment you hear the piano is how rich and deliberate, and I'm probably not using the right musical terms, but Abdullah Ibrahim to me always did that, it's quite luxurious almost, the way the piano comes out. Now, I wanted to ask you this. You said you met and you spoke. Is he that kind of person in conversation as well, where there's everything is considered and deliberate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, you can hear the Ellington influence because, yes, as I say, it's got that, I won't say cinematic, but almost orchestral,
yes,
side to it. If you're wondering about the mountain, it's Thabo Bosio in Lesotho, of course. Mm-hmm. But yes, very, very deliberate and considered. When I met him when I was a young person, the first time I met him, he said to me, "I have no interest in how many languages someone can command.
Mm.
I'm interested in what they have to say."
Hmm. Okay.
So, again,
that set the scene. No pressure for the conversation, by the way. I mean, just finally, ranking people's work is probably not particularly useful. But did you pick this because you think this is one of his great songs?
I think it just, as I say, it's a piece of music for me that I can keep going back to, and every time I experience it, the experience is very, very different. And I think that certainly happens a lot with instrumental music.
Yes.
But it's wonderful, as I say, when you can return to something, it envelops you, it has the memory, it has all those things, but there's again another dimension that you discover every time you listen.
Randall's one song this week is an Abdullah Ibrahim classic. Listen to it and maybe listen to it again. That seems to be the way to get special things and new things out of it. We'll be back with Randall Abrahams at the same time next Friday with another one song.